Hello, it's Monday, the 20th of May, year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another nightly news. It's just myself and the wonderful cat. Hello, how are you, my love?
Good evening, Lou. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I've been busy, but good busy. You know, not stressful busy, good busy, productive.
Goody. Well, I think loads is going on, but today I've had to kind of, I'm asking actually for everyone's prayers. Little Bruno had like a seizure this morning, and we got into the vet and it looks like it was a mini stroke. So prayers for little Bruno. He is 13 going on 14 and he's tiny and he's only got one tooth, and we need his prayers, please. He's other, you know, he's fit, you know, and he's back home and he's walking around, but I've just constantly got my eye on him, you know.
Yeah.
Anywho, we're going to start as always with Kate Watch. Hashtag rise of the side chicks. Camilla has totally opened her arms up to Rose Hanbury. I've been trying over the weekend to have a little look of who is accompanying William, Charles, and Camilla when they go to Normandy. Don't know who's going to be in their entourage, but I wonder if Camilla is going to open up that trip for Rose. There's been various reports over the tw last 24 hours. I've seen one to say that she had, Kate was in hospital and it was something to do with the colon and Crohn's. It wasn't a colonoscopy. I don't know if she had to have a colostomy bag. I don't know. But then we've got other reports saying that she had taken too many sleeping pills.
What is this
All these.
recently? So she's back, they're saying she's back in hospital recently, and these are
No,
the.
this is the originally one.
Right,
Somebody saying
okay.
that over the weekend suggests that the princess overdosed on sleeping pills. A former staffer of the royal family has allegedly claimed that Kate slipped into a coma after overdosing on sleeping pills, apparently in the early evening of the 28th of September. Sorry, December. Well, it was obviously we saw the cab, the convoy rushing out. On the evening of the 28th of December, after tea, we found her unconscious in her room and she got taken away quickly to hospital and we've never seen her again. So that apparently is from a staffer at Kensington Palace.
Oh,
So
interesting.
who knows? But the mystery's still open. I believe they're thinking that everyone's just going to forget about Kate and they're just going to slip Rose in as like she's always been there. So they're still disgusting. I don't think they're going to be around for much longer. And that's the end of Kate Watch. Kat. What have you got?
Well, I did mention, excuse me, I did briefly mention this last week, but I've got the article here and I only briefly mentioned it because I literally had only just found out about it. But this is in the Wales Online, it's from the 16th of May. He lifted his dress and exposed his penis to young girl outside Cardiff Castle. Andrew Phillips, 57, left his victim traumatized. A man with mental health issues exposed his penis and bottom to a young girl and her father while wearing a dress outside Cardiff Castle. After initially avoiding prison for the offence, he was jailed for breaching a suspended sentence order for smashing a window at a pub. Andrew Phillips, 57, left his victim traumatised as her father attempted to block her view. The defendant was sitting on a grassy area outside the castle on August the 1st last year with two others when the father and daughter passed by. He was wearing a knee-length pink dress, which had been hitched up to expose his bottom. Upon seeing them, Phillips opened his legs to expose his genitals in a deliberate act. The father attempted to shield his daughter's view, but she asked, "Why did that man open his legs?" I would have gone absolutely mental. There were a number of children in the surrounding area who may have also witnessed the defendant's actions. The police were called and he was taken to custody where he denied the offence and claimed he was wearing underwear. While in custody, Phillips emptied the contents of his colostomy bag and smeared feces on the wall of his cell. The defendant, of no fixed abode, later pleaded guilty to exposure and criminal damage. The court heard he has 27 previous convictions, including the sexual assault of a woman and a case of exposure when he chased a woman in Cardiff City Centre and exposed his genitals. He was sentenced to 22 weeks imprisonment, suspended for 18 months. There you go, suspended again. A sentencing hearing in October last year. But Phillips was back before Cardiff Crown Court on Wednesday for an offence of criminal damage at the Golden Cross pub in Cardiff. Now, that Golden Cross pub in Cardiff, Lou, guess what that is? That was the pub. Can you remember the paedophile Darren Moore that we spoke about last year? That was his place.
Right.
That was where they all used to go and still do, right? It's a dodgy, dodgy place as far as I'm concerned, massively. God knows what's going on there. But this man, these people are not, there's no, what's the word? There's no punishment for them, is there? Do you know what I mean? There's no punishment. And they probably play on the mental health side of this one. But again, it's just like people feel so safe to just go support it and go out there and just...
These people should not be out in the community. They are not safe to be around children. The judicial system
He's got previous convictions as well, including sexual assault of women. Do you know what I mean? And exposing his genitals. He's a dangerous man, and he's got a suspended sentence for 18 months. Honestly. This is the type of crap that we're dealing with all the time. It's not a safe place for us to be, you know? It's really not. He should be behind bars, Lou. He should be behind bars. Because the thing is, there's no punishment there, is there? There's no deterrent. These people are just out in the open and they're dangerous. He's already had previous convictions for sexual assault and for exposing his genitals. 27 previous convictions, and they're giving him an 18-month suspended sentence. He is not... He's a danger to women and children, obviously. You know, what's it going to take? Is it going to take for him to actually rape a small child, for him to actually go to prison? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no prevention here. There's no safety measures because all of this is being sort of, you know, in the background is being normalised as well.
Do you know what also concerns me is if there is a location, as you're saying, the pub where they all hang around, as you said, what goes on in there?
Yeah.
I mean, what sort of things can be concocted up with people, some who've been convicted for sexual assault, you know, it's Wales, isn't it? I mean, your government.
Yeah, we're the worst in Europe.
But, you know, these sort of things,
dangerous at the minute. You know, this man is not safe to be on the streets. He's just not, you know.
Wow. So, have you got about Ada HD?
So as his alter ego or his, you know, his normal person, his name is Sab, I think, is Sab Samuels, his real name is. Yeah. So anyway. Last night, he did a live video for about 9 minutes on his Drag Time Story Hour page. And I was sent it and tagged in it a couple of times. And basically, he's crying on it. Well, he's not really crying. It's like a forced cry. It looks like one big, massive act. What he's saying doesn't even make sense. You know, he starts off by saying... forcing out the tears and saying that him and his boyfriend who've been together 5 years, and he keeps repeating this 5 year thingy all the time, giving the impression of a stable relationship, to quote Christy, right? Because Christy did a really good breakdown of it. So I'm just going to pick some of her things out because they were perfect to show that this was just nonsense. Anyway, he said apparently they'd gone out because it was their anniversary and he was proposing to him. So he'd had an amazing anniversary. And then the next day, on that day, then at the end of the night, they were together and somebody called them a pufter. Somebody called them pufters. And he said, "Why did you call us pufters?" This is all weird how this video is going on. Anyway, that was that. And the next day then, apparently they were walking down the street and somebody else, another person, had called them benders and somebody had punched him in the face. So on the video, he's got, you know, like when you've got an abscess and your face swells, right? That's, you know, your jaw looks a bit bigger, isn't it? You know, your cheek looks bigger. It looked like that. There was nothing anywhere else looked like that. But apparently somebody had punched him and he was on the floor and he was unconscious. Then he said, I woke up unconscious, which was just weird. Just trying to make out that it was like a really bad attack or whatever. But he didn't mention anything about phoning the police. Apparently they lost the engagement ring. And he was searching around for 2 hours for it, even though he said they got engaged the night before. The ring would have been on his finger. I don't get any of this. It was really strange. And he started then, sort of the agenda comes out then, doesn't it? So you get the victim, you know, people watching, feeling sorry for him. Oh, this is terrible just because he's gay. This is happening and whatever. And he goes on to say, this is what happens to queer people, bringing that queer word back in. Remember, the queer word doesn't mean what most people think it means these days. Queer means anything goes. So watch these little drops for things like that. So he's already collected his, you know, people who feel sorry for him. Loads of people feel, but it was pure acting. He even clicks his fingers in the middle of it. Kim said as well, as if like somebody was walking in the room to stop them, you know, sort of talking or whatever. Very, very strange. Like I say, forced tears. What he was saying didn't even make sense, you know, it really didn't make sense. But at the end of it, you know, my opinion on that, on watching that video, and, you know, Christy did a brilliant breakdown of it, actually, all the inconsistencies of it, would be the agenda again being, because what it's going to be is the off the back of that is, oh, there's still a lot of like bigots out there. There's still a lot of hate crime out there. There's still a lot of all of this out there, and we need to cram down on it. Do you know what I mean? It's part playing into that agenda again, basically. Be, you know, and say that's what he says as well. So he sat there with no top on, you know, and he's sad now, not ADHD, but the guy who plays ADHD. He sat there with no top on and he's crying or forced crying into the screen and he's saying, please don't show your children this. You know, children are my audience and I don't want them to see how bad the world is out there. I don't want them to see how many nasty people are out there. So what you're doing then is giving that, do you know what I mean? So if anyone says anything against the agenda, or, you know, the children are going to think these people are nasty people. Can you see the twist and what, you know, it's quite a frustrating video to watch, to be honest, as well. I am quite surprised that they haven't used it, the mainstream media haven't used it to their advantage as yet, because I think it's had quite a lot of views and whatever, but it's quite frustrating to watch it because it's quite obvious that it's, doesn't make sense. It's a load of crap. Do you know what I mean? It really is. So I just thought it was worth mentioning that. If anyone wants to see it, I think it's on my wall, but hopefully you'll be able to link it in the link anyway.
But yeah. I'll link it here. I haven't got too much to say. I've been nursing little Bruno. Two more people have been taken to hospital apparently over this joke of what's going on here in Devon with the water. I haven't seen, to be honest, when the latest updates, when mainly people of Brixham can go back to using their tap water. But there's, sorry, I've been a bit vague here. It's because I'm trying to catch up and try and check out some news that I can accurately report on. And I need to do more digging on the main stories. But what I can accurately report on is Diddy is done.
Wow.
We did touch on it the other night, but I think the video was released as we were on air. Christine did touch on it, but wow. If you haven't seen it, you can just Google Diddy Cassie, CNN. CNN reportedly got it. It was leaked. No, the feds gave it to them. And it shows every single, well, it proves Cassie was not lying in the lawsuit that we have covered. Diddy is shown. She is trying to sneak out. This is what the video is. You see Cassie walking along a corridor. They've obviously probably got the whole floor. She's walking down a corridor, carrying a bag and her shoes. She gets to the elevator. Next thing you see is Diddy running down the hallway in his towel, grabbing her, throwing her to the floor, kicking her, picking up her bags, kicking her again, then dragging her by the scruff of like her top down a corridor, throws her into a corner, and then you're seeing him picking up stuff to chuck at her, glasses to throw at her. Now, apparently this was done after a freak out, one of his freak offs, where obviously he would make Cassie do disgusting sexual act on multiple men. We're not going to go down that route. But she tried to escape, bearing in mind she was only about 17 when she met him, 19 when she got with him. He had everything. He had control of her career. She lived with him, her back catalogue. It was up to him if she was going to make music. She was thrown into this world. She was there for 11 years, obviously petrified to leave. There are some other disgusting things that have come out about Kim Porter, who again was a victim who lost her life. They said it was pneumonia. Nonsense. I hope the police are going to open up an investigation into Kim Porter. Now, Cassie's case has gone beyond the statute of limitations. But what this will do is be evidence, and I think Cassie will end up being the star witness over the Little Rod case, because the feds are collecting evidence, they're gaining everything, they've got the videos. Granted, they could well be going in to get rid of the evidence that the bigwigs are under, we don't know. But Diddy is going to go down. He has been seen out. He did release an apology video. I don't know why he decided he was better off not doing anything. He didn't even mention Cassie's name. Oh, it was, you know, it was a really dark time. Okay, so how many other... But what I'm finding most interesting is, where is Beyonce? Where is Jay-Z? Where is Ellen DeGeneres? Where's Ashton Kutcher? Where's Madonna? Where are all of Diddy's friends denouncing him? They weren't there supporting him, but I've seen nothing with these big wigs, the higher up, you know, screaming about all of their bloody climate change and all their, they're all straight out there, aren't they? Where are they?
They weren't. Yeah, not a single person has said anything about it. And that video is absolutely horrific. It's horrific. The force that he uses to drag her around and kick her. Do you know what I mean? It's just absolutely disgusting. It really is, you know. And he only did that because he only did the apology because he was so bad. He couldn't say, oh, you know, oh, he had to basically throw his hands up. So he did that little what he thought was a heartfelt apology. Nah, no way. How many times did that happen with different people? It just showed him who he actually is. That's what it did.
That was in a hotel. Can you imagine what it was like at home?
It must have been absolutely dreadful. Like, honestly.
And he's got kids living in that house, you know.
How old are his kids?
Oh, they've got the baby who's two, and they go all the way up to like 24. The two twins, I think, are about 15 or 16.
Wow.
It's bad. It's really bad. But there's been no comment. And I had a look on his Instagram. All the names, I was just putting in Ellen DeGeneres. I put in Beyonce. I put every one of the Kardashians in there. Everybody has unfollowed him. So I believe what I think, my little brain going round, detective brain, is I think they're all shitting themselves. So they've quietly tried to move away, but knowing if they come out and start making a statement, I mean, they must be shitting it anyway.
Yeah, they're trying to distance themselves.
They know if they start making a comment, that's just going to ignite something else.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got 50 Cent calling about it, but there ain't been that many others.
No. And when you think who he's been involved with it in his career, all the big wigs.
Do you know what I mean? They were all Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
They were all at his parties. Everybody who was everyone was at those parties, and none of all of those people at parties have said. There's been some from rappers that who, you know, I don't know.
And don't forget as well, lots of them people have done stuff, bad stuff. So that's what they're doing. They're distancing themselves because it's going to come out about them too.
Yeah, Diddy was on Epstein Island. He was there.
Yeah.
You know, he's seen how these parties went. Do you know what I mean? And his white parties were the place to be in Hollywood. And yeah. I remember watching a video of Denzel, because I do like Denzel. And you saw him walk out. All the paparazzi were out. It's about 9 o'clock in the evening. And he walks out going to his car and he looks like absolutely livid, marching past them, absolutely fuming. I don't know when that was, but there have been clips of him walking out of this Diddy's party in disgust.
Was there, right? Okay.
So the silence is deafening. We've heard nothing from Ron Burkle. We've heard nothing from any of the bigwigs. The billionaires support him. No comments. So we've just kind of got to watch this space. I'm afraid that's all the news I have got because I'm tending to my little dog. We will be back tomorrow with Prophecy Watch and again on Wednesday when Jason will be with us and Kat. Any final comments? What's going on? Have we got some dates to give people for Public Child Protection Wales?
Yes, we've got, let me try and do this in order. So on the 1st of June is the event in London, that is. Yeah, that's just an event for PCP. I don't think that's an open, that's a different kind of event. Then at the end, they've got Gateshead. So, you know, the Great Resist where, you know, Richard Vobes and, you know, a few others go to and they do it in different places around the UK.
Yeah.
Kim talks at each of them or whatever. So it's in Gateshead. That's the 28th of June, I believe that is, on a Saturday.
The day before my birthday.
Yeah, that
before
one.
My birthday, but I'm going to be at Sounds Beautiful Festival.
Oh, yeah, you've got that
I'm
festival.
Actually, Liberty Tactics is going to be, it sounds beautiful. We're going to be doing a panel, I do believe. I'm hosting a panel discussion.
Superb.
Haven't got a clue what about yet, but they've asked me, would I get involved? And then straight after I've held that panel on the Friday, I'm going to party because Slipmat's DJing. And obviously him and I've been friends for 25, 30 years. So looking forward to that.
Brilliant. So what festival is that for people if they want to come, Lou? What's it called?
Sounds Beautiful Festival.
Right, okay. So there's another event.
There's stuff up on our website, on Liberty Tactics website. So, okay, so that's the 28th of June. Then what?
Then we've got the 9th of July. That's it, outside the Senate, 12 till 3 in the day. And then later on outside the BBC, which is outside the train station.
We're going to be hopefully live, going live, Liberty Tactics, doing maybe a live podcast along with PCP Wales.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So that's going to be a really good, that's going to be a great day. June the 8th, I missed June the 8th, there's a skate-a-thon at Aberavon. So it's the 12-hour skate-a-thon to raise money for PCP Wales. And that's basically skating, there's anything on wheels, a bike, a scooter, you know, skates, whatever, on the promenade of Aberavon Beach for 12 hours. So people, again, sponsors in for that. Darren and Grace are definitely doing that. I'm not because I'm crap at skating, but those two are like Torval and Dean. And I'm just like on my bum most of the
like
time.
Bambi trying to walk, basically.
So that's on the 8th, and then obviously the 9th of July. And then we've got on the 18th of September is we've put the request in, so hopefully it'll be, you know, Parliament Square where we've been before. That's the 18th
we'll be
of
there.
September. We'd wait in on that to see if it's available or whatever, because, you know, you have to apply for it or whatever. So that's on the 18th, I think. August, we're up North Wales as well. The end of, or that in within the last 2 weeks of August, there'll be something up North Wales as well. So we've got lots going on.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, that's it for today. If you like what we're doing, please check out libertytactics.co.uk. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, we'd very much appreciate it. As I say, we will be back tomorrow with a Prophecy Watch. And we will be back Wednesday with a nightly news. And we'll hopefully have an interview with Clive DeCarle on later in the week. I've got to go because I've got to get back to my little doggy. Prayers for Bruno, please. That's it from me. And check out Kat's website, exposingthelie.info. publicchildprotectionwales.org, and you can get Christine at Q-Team Awesome on True Social. Night night, Kat.
Good night. God bless.